Welcome to another message from the Book of Acts from DiscoverTheWord.com Ministries and Discover the Word Missionary Baptist Church. I've taught all of the New Testament Greek reading and research classes from all the books in the New Testament except for the Book of Acts, which I'm finishing now, if the Lord gives me life long enough to do this. We're in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, in verse number 10 now. And there's heroes and villains in the Bible. This is like there are heroes and villains in life. There's uproars. Another uproar is caused as Paul is preaching God's Word. We're going to read this in Greek, and I will translate it for you and teach you a little bit of Greek as I'm going along here. And we're going to in-depthly look at the Word of God doing it while we're doing this. Now, Paul the Apostle has had Timothy and Silas with him. He had Barnabas with him. He had John Mark with him. And he's been traveling all over. And now he has to leave. And he's going to leave Timothy and Silas behind for a while. And he's going to get out of there. The church wants him to leave. This church says, get out of here for your life. If you don't get out of here, you won't live to preach another day, basically is what they thought. He already had a bail bond out on all of them because they were going to imprison them. Now we have 17 and verse 10. And Marilyn, would you start this this verse off in Greek, would you please? Euthios. Dia nictos, exi pom son, ton te palon, kai ton xylon, ace berion, ointenes parang genomenoi, ace tain synagogain, ton judeon apeson. And moreover, the ones, brothers, immediately, that little adverb there, euthios. Moreover, the ones, brothers, immediately, through the night, during the night, the nictos, during the night, they sent out both the Paul. And look at that, ton, te, Paulon. Ton is an accusative singular masculine definite article. The word little te after that, that is a cumulative particle, te, both Paul and Silas to Berea, who, having arrived unto the synagogue of the Jews, they kept on going. They kept on going unto the synagogue of the Jews once they got to Berea. First they said, go to the synagogues, and they preached the Word of God. Some would accept and some would not. We have heroes and villains in all of these stories here. It's like a wild Old West cowboy movie here. Hutoi de eison, eugenest teroi, ton en Thessalonike, hoitenes edesanto, ton logon, meta pases, prothemios, kath, hemeron, Anacrinontes, tas graphos, e ekoi, tauta hutos. And these ones, they kept on being more noble than the ones in Thessalonica, who they received for themselves. Look at that. That comes from Dexamai. Edakantos. And this is word. Third person plural, first aorist, indicative middle voice. They received for themselves the word with all eagerness, prothemios. That word there means to this bubble over with passion. With all passion they received the word, according to every day, examining, it's anacrinontes, examining or upknowing, examining the scriptures. To see if these things are thus. if they've received, hopefully, these things, and they are true, is what it actually said. Ekoi there is third person singular. And it's octative mode, in the octative mode from echo. They hopefully received these things, and they were true, as it says there. And it says here, poloi man on ex auton epistrison, kai ton elenikodon genekon ton, eus ke monon kai andron uk oligoi. It says, many of the ones indeed therefore out from among them they believed. And the Greeks, women, Grecian women, honorable women, and men, not a few. Honorable women and men, not a few. And verse number 13 now. Hos de egnoson. Hoi apotes Thessalonikes. U deoi hote kai ante Berea kadang Gile, hippo ton paulo, ho logos to theu, elthon kakein sa luontes, kai tasserontes tos oklos. But when they knew, the ones from Thessalonica Jews, when the Jews in Thessalonica found this out, they also in Berea, that we were caused to announce by the agency of Paul, the Word of God, they came there also. Look at that word. Shaking and troubling the crowd. Shaking and troubling the crowd. These false leaders, they were false because they rejected the truth. They kept on shaking the crowd and troubling the crowd. Verse number 14, Euthios, de tote ton palon ex apostelon hoi adelphoi parousteste eos epitain thalasson hiperimenan te ha te silas ka ho timotheus eke. And immediately, when the Paul, he sent out and away the brothers to go as far as the sea, and they remained, both Silas and the Timothy there. Silas and Timothy remained by the sea. Now our verse here, in verse number 15, hoi de kathiston toites ton palon agagon eos athenon kai labontes enthelein pros ton silon kai ton timotheon hina hos toxista elthusen pros ton exeson. And conducting Paul, they brought him all the way unto Athena, Athens. By the way, there's words for a Greek, words, you know, the history of Greek words, and some of them are Attic. The word Attic, if it's an Attic word, it evolved from Athens. Attic means Athens. An Ionic word was from Ionia. But Athens was a real high-cultured language, the Attic Greek. Unto Athens, and having received a commandment to Silas and Timothy, in order that, as quickly as possible, they should come to him. And they kept on going out. Now in verse number 16, we're going to find Paul in Athens on Mars Hill. I taught a class right up there. It says Areopagus. See that up there? Areopagus means Mars Hill. In Greek, that's Areopagus. And we're going to read this 16th verse here, and then we're going to quit right there, and then we'll go back and reread this from the Amplified Bible. En de tais Athenes, ex de tropmenon, autus ton paulon, paruxun neto, to pneuma autu, en autu theorontes, kateidelon. Usum tain polin. Moreover, in all parts of Athens, that's what it means, Athenace, that means all parts of Athens, north, south, east, and west, and meso, and whatever. Every part of Athens, waiting, anxiously waiting them. And then it says, Paul, he kept on being provoked or mad in the spirit. In his spirit, beholding a city full of idols. A city full of idols. Now, you know the Jews didn't like idols very much at all, did they? They got so tired of idols when they were taken down in Babylon, they never worshipped another idol except the Word of God. They made an idol out of it. Now, let's go back and read these verses from verse number 10 onward to 16. Now the brethren at once sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they entered the synagogue of the Jews again. The first place they went was the synagogue. Now, by the way, if you were a Jew, and if you were a traveling Jew, a wandering Jew, or whatever, if you went to the synagogue, you would find somebody that would give you housing and rest and food. That's what the Jews did. They were very hospitable to other Jews. And that's why Paul wanted Timothy to be circumcised, even though he was only half Jew. So he could go in and they could have sustenance and they'd be welcome, because they weren't going to welcome him if he wasn't circumcised. Now, these Jews were better disposed and more noble than those in Thessalonica. These are the Jews in Berea. For they were entirely ready and accepted and welcomed the message concerning the attainment through Christ of eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. Now, there's a lot of explanation in here, by the way. With an inclination of mind and eagerness, searching and examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were actually so. Hoping that they were so, because that's in the optative mode. That's a mode of hopeful affirmation. Many of them, therefore, became believers, together with not a few prominent Greeks, women as well as men. And when the Jews of Thessalonica learned that the Word of God concerning the attainment through Christ of eternal salvation in the kingdom of God was preached at Berea, also by Paul, they came there to disturbing and inciting the masses into a mob again, the mobs, the riots and the mobs. And at once the brethren sent Paul off on his way to the sea. But Silas and Timothy remained behind. And those who escorted Paul brought him as far as Athens, and receiving instructions for Silas and Timothy that they should come to him as soon as possible, they departed. Now in verse number 16, I want us to read this and look at this for a moment. Now, while Paul was awaiting them at Athens, his spirit was grieved and roused to anger as he saw that the city was full of idols. People are religious, aren't they? By nature. Unless you're an atheist, and then you're religious toward atheism. You've got a cause. You've got something that you stand upon as truth. Well, this city here was a city full of idols of all sorts. And they even made an idol to the unknown God just in case they left one out. It's kind of like the Kaaba down in Arabia, in Mecca, full of idols. Now there's only one idol in Mecca, and that's the Kaaba stone. It's still an idol, no matter what. It's an idol. There were 360-some idols down there representing all of the Arab nations at one time, they say. And Muhammad went in there and tore all the idols down except for one that typified Mary and Jesus and the Kaaba stone. Now, whether that's true or not, that's the story, that's the legend. But this I will tell you, that in history, many of the Arabian tribes were Christians early after, during this period of time, right here. They went down and they preached, and many accepted the Word of God. The Muslims call it the Age of Ignorance. But in all reality, all the way down in southern Arabia toward the Persian Gulf, they were Christians. All along there. Now, there were many idolaters also, but they had a four sacred months. And during those four sacred months, you could go make a pilgrimage to Mecca, and you would be safe because none of the other tribes would attack you. They were all bloodthirsty, murderous tribes. That's what they did for a living. Murder and rob. Alibaba and his 40 thieves, so to speak. But they got there, and many were Christians, and they had this idol up there of Mary and Jesus. And they had many, many other stones. Allah was the big god. That was the god over all the other gods there. Allah was there was a statue to Allah. An idol to Allah. He was a moon god, so to speak. Well, when Muhammad changed all of this, he left the statue, the idol up there of Jesus and Mary, and he left the idol of Allah. The right hand of Allah there, that idol that is the Kaaba stone. Their legend said that that stone was pure white. Now, all that stone is a meteorite, by the way. It fell out of heaven. And it's a meteorite. The same like the one up there in Athens and different places in the Greek and Roman Empire where they worshipped meteorites. And the meteorite is still being worshipped there in Mecca today. You have to make a Hajj, a pilgrimage there. You have to do this. Because that's the only way you can have forgiveness of sins, because they go and they laid the hands upon or what they call transferred their sins upon that stone. The rock. The rock of salvation is what it is to them. That represents all of the moon god. And this rock, they said, was pure white, now it is black, because it absorbed all the sins of all those that ever came there. Idolatry again. Well, Paul encountered that idolatry at Athens. And at Athens, he was angry because he saw all of this idolatry around him. These people are zealous, worshiping all kinds of gods, but the God of heaven is left out. Mankind is truly a person that seeks and desires to worship God in some way. You can make a car into a god, a motorcycle into God, a house into God, women into gods, goddesses. Or men into gods or goddesses. We see all of this in man's life. Well, we're very anxious to worship something. Make sure you worship the right and only God. Jesus Christ and Him crucified that died for your sins, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Galatians again, and I quote these scriptures over and over again because that is the gospel. For in the fullness of times, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, the the promise of Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman, that he might redeem those that were under the curse of the law. And all of us are under that curse. And no way in the world can we attain salvation and to ever plan on seeing God except believing in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Our Heavenly Father, I send this message out this evening one more time to honor and glorify you, that others might have eternal life, that might be encouraged in this life that we walk in today, and they might believe in your Son and trust in Him for salvation and also for life. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, please forgive me where I fail you.